All right, what's up, guys? So pretty much this is gonna be episode 4, and I'm sorry if I sound real kind of like down in the dumps, I guess you should say, you could say, whatever, but I don't know, like, I'm not, this has always been like, I say always as if I've been doing it for like a year, but this is only episode 4, but this has been like, and its intention has been to be somewhere where I can be completely transparent and just pretty much document what's going on in my life, how I'm doing, the things I'm doing, and how things are going. So, you know, with that being said, just a little forewarning here, episode 4 is going to be a little, I don't want to say darker, but not as like uppity and happy and whatnot. And it's really ironic because this whole podcast was birthed from the feeling I had in episode 1, which was, you know, it was titled Stumbled Upon Happiness, which was like this feeling of like, you know, feeling free. And like when I was riding my bicycle around my hometown at 2 a.m., you know, with headphones on, listening to PMD, the album by Marky Basie, and just like, just feeling so, I don't know, like just that feeling was so, I can't think of a better word than free at the moment. But that podcast, this podcast was birthed off that. So to be here at only episode 4, and to be kind of, you know, struggling in a way, just mentally, you know, is just really ironic. And I feel like that's how a lot of my life has gone, a lot of my adult life at least. It's like, things always seem great from the surface, right? You know, we can call episode 1 the surface. Things seem great from the surface, or things seem great at the beginning. And then you get to this point a little later on where you're like, oh, you know, things start getting real, things start sitting in, or settling in, and it really just starts hitting home, and it's like, I don't know, you know? And it's like, part of it could be due to, you know, the isolation that I, you know, am in, being in a new, you know, a new city, and just dealing with that, and I don't know, so, I want to give you guys a update, I guess, instead of just rambling about, like, you know, not being necessarily super happy anymore at the time, you know, at the moment, you know. I guess, you know, update on what's going on. I've been working a lot, you know, my job. When I got this job, I signed up to work 4 10-hour shifts. They were overnight, 6 p.m. to 4 a.m., you know, and that was pretty, you know, that's late for me, but at this point in time, it's like that worked because I still had 3 days off, 10-hour shifts, you know. Overnights wouldn't be too bad. And I made a little bit more money working overnights with the shifted differential pay, so I was cool with it. You know, I didn't really have anybody to come home to, so I didn't need to like take that into thought like when I signed up for this position and whatnot. And of course, I knew they were going to give us some overtime, but the way they did it kind of sucked. You know, pretty much we walked into work a week ago, and they were like, hey, overtime starts now. And we're like, okay, cool, we thought so. And they're like, so what we're gonna do is, instead of working an extra day, you guys have to work that extra day, plus every day is gonna be an hour longer. So I was like, dang, bro, like, 11-hour shifts, I'll be getting off at 5 a.m. instead of 4 a.m. That kind of sucks, you know, because, like, you know, the later you get off, the later you get home and actually get yourself to go to sleep, and then the later you wake up, and, you know, it gets to a point when you work that long, you really only got time to work, come home, shower, eat, sleep, get up, and you barely have any time to do anything, you know, anything that you actually want to do outside of work, and that can be a really slippery slope and a really dark hole to get yourself into, especially if you're somebody that, like, lives through what you do outside of work, you know, like, that's what keeps you going, that's what keeps your head in the right spot, you know, so that could be a factor of it, you know, but, you know, that was last week, right, and then 2 days after that, we come into work, and they say, hey, guys, so, you know, we've been looking over all the pieces and whatnot, and all of our workload for the Christmas season, the winter season, and we're going to have to move into 12-hour shifts. And I'm like, and that really was like a dagger, bro. I'm like, because, like, I've never really been about the money, you know, like, oh, let's make as much money as we can. Like, don't get me wrong, I was looking for a job that paid pretty well so that I could afford a decent apartment, you know, and I could afford to start paying off my debt while paying my bills, you know, but, and we still have to work the extra day, so I don't want it to sound like I'm complaining, because I'm thankful to have a job, a good paying job, you know, be able to afford the things that I can't afford, and you know, and keep myself on my feet, and keep a roof over my head, you know, I don't want to complain about that, but it just kind of, like, it kind of sucks, because I work 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. now, and the shifts really, like, they don't seem that long because we're really productive at work, but it's just like, you know, when you work 5 of them in a row instead of the 4, you're working 60 hours a week, and it's like, you really don't have any time to do anything, so, like, I only allow myself to get 6 hours of sleep a night, right, which is, I guess, probably average, you know, 6 hours of sleep, so, you know, I get home, and, like, if I'm lucky, I can be asleep by 7. So what I try to do is set an alarm for 1:30, and, like, that kind of gives me, like, 30 minutes to, you know, if I can't get to sleep right at 7, that gives me 30 minutes to, you know, a little playtime, you know, so I can still get that 6 hours, because, like, under 6 hours is a little iffy for me. I feel, like, nauseous and, like, sick the next day if I get under 6 hours. But, yeah, that's random. But anyways, I try to force myself to get up, you know, and sometimes it seems like my alarm will go off and I'll, like, get up, but, like, I'll be so tired, man, because, like, the job kind of, like, beats you up, you know, and, like, I'll just be so, like, exhausted. I'm like, oh, I got another 12 tonight. Let me just, like... let me just lay down on the bed real quick, and boom, and then I'm out to, like, 3, and I'm like, oh, shit, you know, I wake up at 3:30, I shower, eat, and the next thing you know, it's 4:30, and I gotta leave for work at like, 5:15, so that just really sucks, but I know it's only temporary, and I know it's a good thing, because it'll help me, you know, pay for things I need to pay for, and help pay off my debt faster. So that's a good thing, but that's just really been killing my vibe. And on top of that, I've just been struggling, man. Like, just, like, thinking about stuff, you know, and just thinking about, like, what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And I never know. I move off of intuition. And what that means is, like, for those of you that don't know, that means it's, like, whatever you feel is right at the time, or whatever you, like, pretty much going with your gut, you know, like, but with me, it's always been not just moving off of intuition, it's, like, moving off of impulsive intuition, like, right away, I gotta do this, gotta do that, boom, boom, go, 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 move, run, go, like, and it's just a recipe for disaster. In my whole life, I've always thought, like, I just always thought I was right, you know? I always thought that what I was doing was right. And I would never let nobody tell me any different. And to be completely honest with you guys, I try to think about why I think like that. And I think it's because there's some real deep-rooted stuff from my childhood that, like, of, you know, like, I wanted to do this, but people told me, no, you can't do that. Like, there's no, like, that's stupid. Like, not verbatim, but, you know, look up the definition of imply. That's what that is. Like, I just always felt like I was always made to feel like what I thought and what I wanted to do was stupid and it was not correct. So I think in turn, because of that, I'm just kind of like putting this all together right now. It's like, I think in turn, because of that, I started building this like wall around myself. And what I mean by that is like, I started to build up, to slowly build up this confidence in myself. Like, you know, like, fuck them, you know, like, I think I can do it. I don't think it's stupid. Who are you to tell me, you know, like, I can do this. I don't need you to tell me. I know inside that what I think is the right thing is actually the right thing. I can do this and I'm gonna do this. And that has made me build up this wall around myself where nobody can penetrate it. Nobody can tell me shit, you know? And like, it hasn't always been that way. Like, it slowly built up over time, like over and over and over again. All of these, and anytime somebody would like say something to me, like it would start to break through less and less and less until my walls got like fucking cement, you know? Like, where nobody could tell me shit. And the only voice I heard was mine and my intuition. And if I think this, you can't tell me shit. And if you do, you're wrong. And like, I always thought that was the right way to do it, the correct way. I thought, like, you know, I'd tell somebody, like, listen, this is how I feel. And they could say, well, listen, you should think about this. And I say, no, you're not going to tell me how to feel. This is who I am. I ain't changing shit. And that's because I spent so many years building up this person that nobody could tell me anything. So I take everything so offensively when really it's not, that's not how it is. And it's like, you don't realize that till you get to a spot like this, bro. Until you get right here. And it's really, I don't know, man. It sucks. It just really sucks. And I find myself in this like darkness. And it's not, I don't want to call it depression, because I think, you know, I'm not going to say it's not depression, right? Like, I just don't want people to like hear this and like worry about my mental health or anything like that. Like, it's like, I'm not suicidal or anything like that, like, thank God. But it's like, I just have some bad days, man. Some really, really bad days. I just like, where I sit and I think about things. And when you sit and you just think about like, how did I get here? And you know that every decision you've ever made, like, it's your fault. Like, you know, everybody, I'm talking to everybody in life, whatever you guys have done to get you where you are, whether it be a good place or a bad place, it's your fault. You know, like, that's just what it is. And unfortunately for me, it's landed me here. And you know, I don't want people to listen to this and you know, send me an abundant amount of messages, hey man, looking out for you, or you know, one of my friends shoot me messages like, you got this, like, hey, heard your podcast, you seem a little down, you're just looking at it wrong, you know, like, what you're doing is great, you're out there on your own. I don't want to hear it. Like, I just don't. I'm sorry, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about it. And you know, I love you guys, and I appreciate every single one of you for listening. And I'm not telling you this to make you feel sorry for me by any means. I'm just venting because I don't feel okay. And I don't. And for the first time in my life, I think I'm wrong. And I know that sounds really narcissistic, but it's because maybe it is. Maybe I spent so many years being so hard-headed to think that I was right, and that anytime somebody would tell me I was wrong, I went, my brain went back to my childhood of being told, this is dumb, this is stupid, that's not gonna work. My brain goes straight back to that, and as a defense mechanism, I kick in their turbo boosts on me believing in myself and don't let anybody tell me anything. And because of that, I just flip a switch and I go. When in reality, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just wrong. I don't know, but what I do know is that this ain't it, bro. I just think about everything. I think about my past, all the decisions I made to get me right here. I think about my past relationship, and when I think about my past relationship, I think about all the things that I took for granted. I think about, of course, like, you know, after everything's gone and, like, done, of course, that's when we all, you know, start to think, you know, whether it's us that left or them that left or a mutual thing, it's like, that's when you really start, like, thinking about, oh, well, why did we do that? Or, oh, man, I forgot about that, how fun that was, or, like, and I think about all that, and it's just, like, there's so many things I never said thank you for. There's so many things I didn't appreciate at the time. And I appreciate so much now. I never said, you know, I just took it all for granted, you know, and it's like, it just kills you, man. It just fucking kills you. Because it's like I never thought that I would want to do this thing, but looking back, I just miss that so much. Like, I never thought I would want to go to a bar to watch a hockey game. I never thought I would even watch hockey, but she introduced me to hockey, and that family introduced me to hockey, and I fucking love hockey now. Like, and I love that team, and like, I would do anything. I mean, anything, bro, to get back to that, get back to that spot where I'm, like, sitting there with the family, and, like, I say the family, it's her family, like, they act like a family to me, like, I'd just do anything to get back there and watch a Blues game, man. Like, and I never said thank you for that. Because at the time, like, when you're like living through something like that, you're just living in the moment, right? Like, it's why people reminisce on, man, I remember when I was 22 and I was doing this and that, man, that was so much fun. But at the time, you're not sitting there doing it thinking like, oh, man, this is a blast, I'm gonna remember this when I'm 75. Like, you know, we just live in the moment, and we're all so fucked up where we don't even, like, I don't want to say we're fucked up, because, like, maybe that's the wrong terminology for it, but, like, why don't we understand what's going on when it's going on? Or why don't, maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe it's me. Maybe I just don't understand what's going on when it's going on. Maybe I don't understand how happy I am when I'm happy. All I do is magnify negatives, and I don't know, I don't want to, like, beat myself up too much. I'm just having some bad days, bro. Like, the past, like, 2 weeks have just been fucking hard, man. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, bro, like, Thanksgiving just passed, and I couldn't even go home to see my family, right? Like, and listen, like, to a lot of people, it's like, oh, man, you know? So, I'm not, like, I love my family. And, you know, my family's my family. I fucking love them. You know, I would love to be there. But I couldn't. I just couldn't. And it's just like, it doesn't kill me as much because I didn't get to see my whole family. It kills me because, like, I didn't get to see nobody. You know? That sucks. It just fucking... It was bad. Thanksgiving was really bad. I had a really bad day Thanksgiving, you know. I wasn't, like, pissed off or anything. I was just fucking bad, man. Like, and I know I need to get out of the apartment and, like, do stuff, but, like, I feel like I don't have any fucking time. And, like, my 2 days off that I do have, I do actually do a lot. I'm dropping the first vlog on my YouTube for, like, what, you know, me getting set up in this place, and, you know, sleeping on the floor. And I didn't sleep on the floor because I didn't have a bed. I slept on the floor because I didn't have the money to haul a trailer up here when I moved, you know. Like, I didn't have the money to take a trailer all this way, like, so I had to sleep on the floor, you know. But it's like, that's the vlog. Like, the vlog is just, like, you know, pretty much week one of me, like, getting adjusted. And, like, I'm in pretty good spirits week one because it's, like, a new place and everything, and I still like the new place. I like the new town. It's just right now is bad because all I can do is reminisce. And I know people say, you know, hey, man, out of sight, out of mind. And I call bullshit. First off, that's not true. Second off, people always say, man, just don't think about it, you'll be better. Like, okay, like, yeah, maybe I can get over it or get past it, like, if I just don't think about it, right? But who are you to tell somebody not think about something? Like, we've all had those times, right? Like, I don't fucking know, guys. Like, I'm not trying to have a really weird podcast, and I know this is probably not the right, like, headspace to record a podcast, but just wanted to be honest with you guys. You know, I'm fucking just here, man. Just been reminiscing and feeling really empty, really fucking, really empty, bro. Like, my chest hurts. Like, it's that bad. Like, I'll be having such a bad day, like, mentally thinking about everything, that I literally be sick to my stomach. Like, I'm talking like my stomach literally hurts bad because I feel so, you know, fucking bad. I feel bad. There's just a lot of, and it's not saying that things will never be the same again, because I guess all things happen for a reason, man, you know. But this one, I don't get it. This one, I don't understand, and I don't understand me. And but I'm gonna fix me. I'm gonna get, you know, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. Why I do this over and over again, and why I did it this time, because this time I was happy, you know. I read once that the prime state of living is being happy and knowing it at the same time. That's the prime state of, think about that, the prime state of living, meaning the absolute best form any human can be in when they are alive is to be happy and to understand that they are happy. because we all just have this, like some of us just feel like we gotta have more, or this or that, or there's always a better car out there, blah, 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 when really you're happy in your fucking 05 Honda Civic, you know? Like, oh, there's a bigger house, when really you don't need four bedrooms, you only got one kid and you and your wife, right? Like, it's just like, and you don't need to run state to state. All you need is that girl. All you need is that family. All you need is those experiences. All you need is that time with, you know, with your friends. All you need is, that's all you need. So understand that you are happy. And if you're happy, and if you know that you're happy, you win. And, you know, a lot of people struggle with that. I know I'm not the only one that has struggled with that, but I think there's a underlying problem here. And I don't want to end up like this. Like, I know I am right now, but I don't want to be like this forever. And I think I'm leading a dark path of making the same mistakes multiple times. Too many, far too many times. And, you know, I don't know, guys. Like, listen, I know this isn't something you probably wanted to listen to, and I really apologize for transferring this energy onto you and making you feel down in the dumps. I'm sorry. If you listened and thought that maybe I was gonna have some, like, funny story like I did last time with me and Richard, I promise I'll have, like, a story. I'll try to do more stories, because I got a lot of messages from people that listened saying that the story was awesome and hilarious, and really, like, insightful, honestly, and eye-opening. But I'll try to have more stories, but I just needed to do this podcast because, A, I needed to update you guys, and B, I needed to let you guys know that, you know, it's okay to not be okay sometimes. And although I'm struggling, I'm gonna fix it, man. I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna do what I have to do to fix it. I'm just gonna say that. And, you know, I'm not gonna bother anybody. I'm not gonna do so. Like, I'm not gonna do anything stupid. Like, try to run back to that relationship when that's not good for her, when that's not good for that family, and when I've got some issues here. When I gotta figure out what's wrong with me, you know. But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, I'm struggling, but I'm not, like, you know, it's not, like, ridiculously bad. It is, but it's like, I'm not gonna downplay it, to be completely honest with you. But I'm also not gonna, like, make you guys think I'm, like, going through some extreme depression. Like, it's not, I don't want to say it's extreme depression. I do want to say that it's probably a case of breaking your own heart is the only way I can put it. That's the best way I can put it. I don't know what else to say, you know, other than I'm sorry for making this a sad one. And I promise not everyone's going to be sad, but if I do, you know, if I do want to talk about stuff like this, is what I'm going to do, because it's exactly how I feel, and it's what I created this podcast to do, is to have an outlet to speak about what's going on, to speak about things in my head. And you know, just all around just give updates, I guess. And the update for this week is, I'm down, man. I'm fucking down. But it's for a reason. And I do believe that everything does happen for a reason, even if it's some dumbass reason that I don't understand yet. Or even if, like, you're really fucking struggling in life, guys. Like, I do think everything happens for a reason. And if that reason this time is for me to figure out what's wrong with me, and for me to get to this point to realize that maybe my whole life I've been looking at it wrong, then that's what it is, and we're gonna figure it out. But we're gonna figure it out together, guys. And by together, I mean me talking to this phone at 6 a.m. And it is what it is. It's your boy 17. Thanks for listening. Next week's episode will not be this down in the dumps. And maybe I'll figure out some way to put some music behind it or something to kind of uplift it. But yeah, I love you guys. I gotta get some sleep. Peace out.